This is Ivy Hoops Online previewing what was a week ago the most eagerly anticipated early season matchup in Ivy League's women's basketball, Columbia at Princeton on January 6. Unfortunately for the Tigers, the Harvard Crimson spoiled the party by defeating the Tigers in Cambridge on New Year's Eve. It was Carla Berube's first Ivy loss as Tiger coach, and the Tigers' first since Courtney Banghart's last season in Jadwin. Historically, the Tigers have dominated the Lions, winning 56 times against just 16 losses. The Tigers' last loss against Columbia occurred in 2008, very early in the Banghart era. She would not lose again, nor has Berube. On the Lions' side, Megan Griffith, a 2007 Columbia graduate, has totally rebuilt the program. After a tough opening stretch, the Lions enjoyed their winningest six-year run in history. Last season was the best ever for the Lions as they compiled an overall record of 25-7, including a 12-2 mark in the Ivy regular season. Their only losses came in the two matchups with the Tigers. These two teams met again in the Ivy League Tournament Championship game, another win for Princeton. In their three meetings last year, the Tigers outscored the Lions by 55 points. The Lions then went on to the WNIT, reaching the quarterfinals. In this season, the Lions have picked up where they left off, with a starting record of 12 wins against just two losses. The Tigers' record stands at 8-4, as they clearly miss the leadership and scoring of last year's Ivy Player of the Year, Ebby Myers. The Lions have returned every important player from last season, including All-Ivy first-teamer Caitlin Davis and second-teamer Abby Sue. Freshman Kitty Henderson was named an All-Met Division I Rookie of the Year. Columbia features five players in double-figure scoring, a remarkable statistic. Hsu leads with 18 per game, Jada Patrick 13, Davis 12, Hannah Pratt 10, and Henderson with 10 round out this powerhouse offense. Davis leads the team with 7 rebounds per contest. The Tigers return first-team All-Star Julia Cunningham, who is averaging 12 points per game this year. Gray Stone is back, along with Ellie Mitchell, the reigning Ivy Defensive Player of the Year, who once again leads the league in rebounds with 12 per outing. Caitlin Chen, with 16 points per game, has assumed the scoring load shouldered last year by Ebby Myers. One of the team's issues is that Myers last season had Chen as a running mate, but Chen has no chin this year. There's no one around to share the burden of carrying the offense. Freshman Madison St. Rose has started for much of the season and was expected to produce much better than she has to this point. But this kid is a star in the making. Whether it's this season, we don't know. But look for big things from this kid before her college career is over. The Lions are scoring 83 a game, 20 more than the Tigers. On the defensive side, the Tigers surrendered just 59 per game. Obviously, the defense for Princeton will need to be at its absolute best to stay in the game on Friday. In today's media conference call, Coach Griffith graciously suggested that her team is the underdog going into this one. I don't believe it, and frankly, I don't think Coach Griffith does either. The big question heading into Friday is whether we are seeing a changing of the guard on the women's side in the Ivy League. One thing is certain, this is a different culture at Columbia, and the kids on this team have always been winners. Princeton is the last hurdle they must clear. Stay tuned to see what happens. Thank you very much for listening. This is George Clark for Ivy Hoops Online.